Alex's chaotic streets are Lyrics Mazibuko's stamping grounds. The slight young man is dressed snappily in a white shirt, navy pants, and polished brown leather shoes. He stops to chat with women selling fruit on littered sidewalks and to policemen eating fried chicken in their squad car. These are some of the people whose lives Mazibuko has promised to improve. Children play next to a filthy stream. Services are scarce. Sewers overflow. Few people have electricity. The township is a maze of wood and tin shacks, meant to house some 70,000 people. It is home to more than 500,000. It's poverty that Mazibuko knows only too well. As a child, he and 8 siblings shared a single room in a village in Mpumalanga province. Their only income was their grandmother's poultry pension.
Sometimes we'd go hungry, sometimes, you know, we'd beg from the neighbors something to eat.
Determined to escape poverty, Mazibuko studied hard. He became a top student, eventually winning a scholarship to study at Johannesburg's Wits University. Disenchanted with a ruling ANC, on campus he joined the Democratic Alliance.
The most perhaps common things about the ANC is corruption, is the failure of delivery, and only the connected few do actually get on top, and they get more and more and more, whereas the vast majority of the people, they marginalized.
As a city councillor, Mazibuko now helps people like Alex shack dweller Frida Labello. It's a cold day, and the 82-year-old wears a dress made from an old tablecloth. She's surrounded by her only possessions, an ancient television, a bed, and a shabby couch. Labello shows Mazibuko a document to prove that she qualified for a government-sponsored house. However, she says, state contractors built only a single wall in 2006 before disappearing. Cases like this upset Mazibuko.
Here I am, I'm availing myself to her so that she can explain the problems. Then I'll escalate the issue and debate the issue in council chamber. Ultimately, we'll find means and ways to help her.
Mazibuko says he's proud to represent the country's youth.
Why? Because vast majority of the young people in this country are unemployed. Vast majority of the young people are falling pregnant. They are victims of everything. If we indeed we are sympathetic to this analogy of saying young people are the future of this country, I think young people should be given such prerogatives, such opportunities to engage in policies to actually decide on the issues that affect the country.
Mazibuko clambers into a taxi to take him to his next appointment. He gets a good salary as a city councillor and could easily afford a car. But his priority, he says, is helping the people of Alex.
Because it doesn't make sense for me to drive a fancy car if I do not try to change the standard of living for my people and for the people from my township, and how do I actually capacitate those people. An expensive car it's not really important.
Mazibuko is a sensible young man, but he's also very ambitious.
I really want to become the Minister of Education in this country for many reasons. I've been a victim of this education system. I've experienced problems with my studies because there is no contingency plan in place to actually help us people who are marginalized.
Given the immense challenges he has already overcome, it's not hard to imagine Mazibuko one day achieving his dream. Darren Taylor for VOA News, Alexandra, Johannesburg.